Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line with me, I have Dan Edwards, the Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, so I wanted to chat with you a little bit about a post you shared on Twitter yesterday, which was your 2019 numbers. But I also wanted to get an update on how things are going, because you guys suffered quite extensive damage to your building from the April flood. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Can you give me a snapshot of what happened there?
Snapshot would be, we were, in that lower part of the downtown. So we had approximately 4.5 to 6.5 feet of water. I don't have an exact measurement that went through the whole lower part of the building. So anything that was on that main floor was taken out by water. So we lost a substantial amount of food. We lost a substantial amount of belongings, desks, computers. The kitchens are completely written off. It was, devastating. All three of our vehicles were written off. It took a toll on us.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big mess for sure. What I love about the food bank is that you guys were so resilient and kind of jumped back into saying, on top of the fact that you guys lost your building, so many people lost their homes, were displaced, and needed food. And it was such a quick turnaround that you were able to find a new place to distribute food and get back on your feet. And how has that looked in the last, 3 months?
It was quick, indeed. It took us a few weeks just to kind of get things, organized and back together, because, we didn't have any food because it was all in the water. So we had to go, get resupplied. And the community support for that was phenomenal. 670,000 pounds of food or somewhere in that area, came up the highway to get us all restocked. We got back going because, again, the need is still there, regardless of our building being in what it is. That's what it is, and we have to move on to the next step. We still have a job to do. We still have a community that needs help, and that's what we're going to do. So we were able to find a place to house us and operate and get our hampers back out to the community so that we can do our best to provide what support we could to the community.
Wow, so great. And I love the story. We saw so many donations from local businesses here in town. We had that $100,000 matching campaign all for the month of May, I think it was, and just a crazy, crazy coming together. And then as well, I know your staff were, I don't want to say run off their feet, because they joyfully continue to work, but man, they were busy, eh?
It was, the phenomenal response. It's a double edge. It's so awesome to see, but then it's like, oh shoot, there's all the work that goes into this. So we were so grateful to get the space that we have right now. The Golovsky family has been supporting us huge and letting us use their hangar, as our warehouse space. And, it's 28,000 square feet of space. It's tons of storage, so we were able to get all of that food up and be able to start building hampers and get them back out to families that need it, supporting those that were displaced. But again, it was only downtown that was affected as displacement. There's still everyone else, our 80,000 population, there are people that we are serving every day who live in Timberley, who live in Avesan, who live in Gregoire, who live in other parts of town that weren't affected. And us, even the short while that we were closed, that affected them because they weren't able to get the assistance that they need because we were displaced ourselves. So that's why it was so important for us to be able to get up and running. We just had to do it the right way because we have to make sure that we're following all the protocols for, because we still have COVID going on, but also as a food distributing organization, we have to work with the Alberta Health Services. So we had to make sure that we were doing everything appropriate to their rules as well.
Wow. And I imagine, just to touch on quickly, the numbers have increased since the flood happened and since COVID happened?
So we've seen some increases, a little bit of drop off. It's sort of been an interesting time as a food bank to watch. As different supports that came available as with pre-flood, different supports that were coming from the government to help folks, it also alleviated some of us because some of those folks, it gave them a way to be able to go out and meet their needs themselves without having to rely on the system. However, COVID is a marathon. When did it start? March? That was like a year ago, right?
Yeah, it does feel like that.
It's sort of like, it's a marathon. We're not at the end of it, but funding supports don't last forever. So we're still going to be needing that support. We're still going to be providing support because that's what we do. We just keep doing it. We keep providing services. Our numbers have still stayed steady. We're still high. You know, my numbers have been going up year over year over year. So we have the 2019 numbers that we announced, 8,358 campers in the 2019 year. And really it's the 2018-19 year because our year that we count runs from August to July. So we go between two sort of years, but our last count, full count of a year, 8,358 campers, 16,000 individuals, and I'm coming up to be higher than that for this next year that when we get run our numbers to have the 2020-2019 numbers. We're going to be showing higher than our previous year, and that's sort of the state that we're in currently. The economy has also not been favorable, so we've seen increases and need for support in our community, unfortunately. I'd love to see my numbers go down, but they are still sort of holding about the average and about similar to the years previous.
Wow. If you're listening right now and you'd like to help support the food bank, you can donate at woodbuffalofoodbank.com. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more about the need and about the way the food bank is helping our community stay fed. This is Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.8. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank, Dan Edwards. And right before the break there, we were just diving into a quick moment about the numbers from last year. So you were saying your fiscal year goes from August all the way until July. So your numbers were just released. Can we go over those again? How many people you were able to help?
So these numbers that were just released were the 2018-19 numbers. And we'll be able to just by the end of the month, we're just going to get all of our mathing done to get the numbers for this current fiscal that's ending as of July 31st, 2020. We saw 8,358 hampers in the 2018-2019 year, 16,389 individuals served. And my numbers projecting, I have a couple of months, I still just need to get the data in so that we can do the new announcement. We're projecting that we're going to be higher than last year. Is it a huge climb? No, but I think we're still going to see a bit of a climb again. And that's just indicative of everything that has been going on in the big scale of things. The economy has not been bouncing back as quickly as we'd like to see it bounce back, which puts an impact on us. The COVID layoffs have put an impact on us, and some of those layoffs, while some places are starting to get going, they can't come back to a full staff team. They just can't fiscally do it. So we're seeing increases still.
And it's amazing, you think about what happened in May of 2016 with the wildfire, and that just kind of as this community continues to be wonderful and amazing and helping to support others, but then also still needing support. And, you know, I think I've heard that the numbers continue to climb year after year, just really from that milestone event back in 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's sort of that year just makes our numbers kind of go a little bit screwy, and they went really high and then they dropped off a little bit and then they just continue to climb. But like, if we look at year over year, and I just go back to sort of the 14-15 year, we did just under 4,000 hampers, and you go up to the 2018-19 year, 8,000, just over 8,000 hampers. Like, that's double the amount of hampers that we're serving in sort of a 3-4 year gap sort of thing.
Yeah.
With like big jumps kind of going between the 15 year into the 17 year and the 18 year, sort of just it grew exponentially. And some of that is around us creating better programming, being able to reach out to the rural areas even more, us this year expanding into Fort Chip. You know, those are things that play to those numbers, that as we've expanded and made our awareness and people understanding that that's what we're here for, we're here to help people, they're seeing that need, and the need does continue to grow, unfortunately, whereas we want to see it go down. I want to not have a job at the end of the day here.
Absolutely. I love that. What a goal. And then, you know, this 8,358 hampers, let's talk about what's in the hamper. It's not a small little grocery bag of things, right?
No, it's our normal hamper that we're giving out. Like, right now, I say normal because right now we're still sort of, because I'm in temporary spaces, I'm not up to my full capacity. But our normal hamper is, you know, non-perishable items that will last you approximately a month. And then another cart full of perishable items that will last you approximately a month to a few weeks perishable. So it's all how you manage those. They have an inherent shelf life. So currently we can't do all of the perishable items. I don't have refrigeration in my temporary location. But, you know, we're still giving out approximately a month's worth of non-perishable items. It's not a little bit of food. We try to give as much as we can, and as best a quality food to be able to supplement meals for families.
For sure. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. My guest this morning, Dan Edwards, the executive director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. We're hearing about the need in our community and how our community is stepping up as usual. We're so thankful for that. Dan, thanks for chatting with me this morning. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank, Dan Edwards. We're chatting about the numbers that were just released yesterday and about the need in our community, how you can get help. 8,358 hampers were handed out in the 2018 fiscal year, which is amazing. And I would love to just touch on, if somebody is in need of a hamper, how can they get on the list to get one?
So the best way to get support is to actually reach out and call us. So the number is 780-743-1125, extension 221. That is our client intake line. Now, with us being in a temporary location, we don't always get the phone. We only have one phone, but we do have voicemail. And the most important thing to do is to leave us a voicemail, and we have extra staff that are able to call back through other means to book appointments. So we are working on our monthly appointment system. So we'll book you an appointment to come in and visit us at our temporary location, located at 187 Mackenzie Boulevard. We're the building just after the SPCA.
Great. And then if somebody was, you know, listening and hearing about packing hampers or hearing about picking up groceries, and they were like, that's something I could kind of help with, how can they volunteer? And what are you looking for in terms of volunteers?
So for volunteers, we have all of our shifts partnered with Wood Buffalo Volunteers, wbvolunteers.ca. But you can go to the food bank website at www.woodbuffalofoodbank.com or our Facebook page, and there's lots of links that take you to the volunteer opportunities. But you can sign up through WB Volunteers to help pack campers for us. We also have positions to for the going around to the grocery stores and picking up from our bins for us as well. And those are sort of the volunteer opportunities that we have, and we love having our volunteers, but we do need people to sign up just with the COVID regulations as well. We want to make sure that people aren't just showing up to help out, because we have to control how many people are in the building at a time. So we need people to just sign up, but all of the volunteer opportunities are listed there.
Awesome. And then if somebody doesn't have time, but they have some dollars to donate, what will that go towards, and where should they put them?
Any monetary donations come into the food bank, it does go towards food, as we do have to purchase food. We do have to pay our bills as well. We have to pay rent, and we have to pay for fuel, and we have to pay for the general expenses of running an organization. So that's where all the monetary donations do go to, but it does go towards purchasing of food as well, so that we can keep our stores stocked up. And the best way to donate is actually, again, through our website, woodbuffalofoodbank.com. There's links. And, you know, we're really looking at a push towards a monthly donor. That gives you the option to just have a small amount come out. And really, for the cost of a coffee, and we all get a coffee, and some of us have a more expensive taste than others, but really, that works out to about $1,000 a year. If you do the cost of the coffee, per day, is about $1,000 a month or a year that goes towards the food bank. And if everyone does that, that's amazing. But every little bit counts, and we're really grateful for every donation that we can get.
Absolutely. And I know you're in a temporary location now, and your building is currently being fixed because of the flood. Do you have an estimate on when you're going to be back into your regular location on Fraser Ave?
Unfortunately, we don't have any of those numbers. We will let everyone know as soon as we have that information. But for right now, we are just working out of our temporary location. But we are pleased to announce that we've been able to get some produce items. So on top of the non-perishable items, we've started to get out some of the produce items that don't require refrigeration. So we have been able to add that back to assist our clients as well.
Great. I love it. Dan, thank you so much for joining me today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just again, that we really thank the whole community for stepping up and helping us out, get back up and running, and helping us through the future as well, because we know that the community is still going to be there to support, and we look forward to sharing new news as soon as we have it.
My guest this morning, Dan Edwards, Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. You can donate, sign up to volunteer, or find out more information on how you can get help at woodbuffalofoodbank.com. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but you can listen back to past episodes by checking out our podcast at mix1037fm.com, or every weekday, catch it fresh at noon.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.